Welcome to the Connect Kindness Podcast, where we connect people with organizations to inspire kindness. I'm your host, Crystal Aziz, and I'm joined by my co-host, Tim Evans.
In today's episode, we interview Gary Oppenheimer, the founder of Faith Fights Food Waste, which is a nonprofit that gives faith leaders of all religions the opportunity to speak to their congregations about the waste of food in America, each from their own faith's perspective.
Gary shares with us how his program focuses on providing faith leaders with sermons that empower each community to combat food waste. We're thrilled to have Gary join us on another Connect Kindness podcast, and this is another very insightful episode. So without further delay, this is our interview with Gary Oppenheimer of Faith Fights Food Waste.
Thank you so much for joining us on the Connect Kindness podcast. Gary, you know, we previously recorded a podcast for your nonprofit, AmpleHarvest.org. Today, we're going to focus on the global awareness program, which is called Faith Fights Food Waste. Before we jump into that, can you please explain to our listeners the issue with food waste and explain any misconceptions that people may have about food waste?
Well, first of all, thank you very much for inviting me back. I'm delighted to be here. We call it food waste. I actually prefer the term waste of food because it really implies the value of what we're missing. Is a huge problem in both the first, globally, you know, the United States and the rest of the world too. And it contributes not only to hunger and malnourishment, but frankly, is a third major contributor to climate change. So whatever we individually and collectively can do to reduce the waste of food benefits the communities, the country, and the climate. And it's something that all of us can have a part in because all of us are a part of it.
Can you share how you came up with the idea of Faith Fights Food Waste?
That's a great question. Remind everybody, AmpleHarvest.org is a national program across the United States that connects millions of gardeners who have surplus harvests in their gardens to a local food pantry. That's the background. The important piece of information is that, and again, this refers to the United States, 70% of food pantries are in a house of worship. So one day in May of 2016, while we were having our weekly staff meeting, my mind started to wander, which is a really bad thing to happen when you're running the meeting. And a light went off in my head when I realized that if 70% of food pantries are in the house of worship, and we rely on the houses of worship to help more food pantries get food. And we also know that a huge percentage of people who are sitting in the pews are gardeners. Why don't we reach out to the houses of worship directly themselves to try to get more of their food pantries to benefit and more of the gardeners in the pews to be learning that they can donate food. And at the time, what I had envisioned was a program in which one weekend every year, Friday imams, Saturday rabbis, Sundays priests and ministers would all speak about food waste or the waste of food from their own faith's perspective. And we rolled out what was then called Food Waste Weekend and ran that for a couple of years. We made the mistake of launching it in the summer of 2016. And if you can remember, there was an awful lot of noise in the media because of the Trump-Clinton presidential campaign. So we didn't get quite the media coverage we wanted, but this was a good test ground to see how it all worked. We found over the next 2 or 3 years that we had to keep moving it around because when the Jewish high holidays moved or Ramadan moved, and we certainly didn't want to do this on somebody's holiday. We finally, about two and a half years ago, decided to let's open it up to make it all year round. And we made it faithfightsfoodwaste.org, which meant that you could do it at any particular time of the year. The other piece that's important to remember is that those of us who've been out for the past decade or so beating the drums about the waste of food, for millions, tens of millions of Americans, they don't hear us. They're just trying to pay the bills, keep their kids out of trouble, right now not get COVID. That's what's really important to them. So our message doesn't get through. But for 88 million Americans, one day a week, they go to their house of worship by choice to listen to a faith leader who they trust speaking about things that are personally important to them. And I realized that if we could tap into the passion of these people of faith and tap into the connection that the faith leader has with the person of faith, we will go a long way towards moving the needle. And I want to add that pretty much regardless of your religion, whenever you've gone to your house of worship, I'm sure that your faith leader has spoken about your obligation, your faith's teaching to feed the hungry, house the poor. This is an important tenet in all religions. But when I ask the question, did your faith leader ever talk about not wasting food? The answer I invariably get, regardless of religion, is no, it was never brought up. This despite the fact that not wasting food is explicitly mentioned in all of the scriptures of all the religions. And that's where I realized that this was something where we could tap into something that the faith leaders had overlooked over the millennia. It was important to society right now, and this would be an easy program to do. And it still ties into Ample Harvest, that core approach of finding a problem, educating people about it, enabling them to do something about it, and then get out of the way. And in this case, our target was the actual faith leaders. And we eventually, I should add this also, realized in 2018 that there were millions of people of faith who didn't go to their house of worship, but they were still people of faith. So we came up with a version of Faith Fights Food Waste that wasn't for the clergy, but is for you, the person of faith who was sitting at home and still wanted to take this in. Who knew a year later, nobody of any faith was going to their house of worship because of a pandemic. So we got ahead of ourselves there. And both of these are now clergy-based and person of faith-based are both accessible on faithfightsfoodwaste.org.
That's awesome. You know, it makes sense, right? You speak to a faith leader and then now they can pass on the word to maybe 50, 100, 200. You don't know how big these communities are. So it really is a great way to spread the word. For someone that wants to connect with your organization as a faith leader or someone that's in the community, what's the process to do that?
It is very simple. You go to faithfightsfoodwaste.org, and under resources, you will find a pull-down menu for Jewish, Christian, Muslim, Hindu, Buddhist, Unitarian, and spiritual, by which we mean somebody who is of some, feels themselves to be spiritual, but not connected to any particular religion. And within that, for each of the for each of these religions, when you pull that down, you will find an introduction to the entire program. And the program starts out with introducing you, the faith leader, or you, the person of faith, to the issue of the waste of food. TED Talks, documents, a variety of things, just so you can get some background on it. Then we give you a sermon, if you are a faith leader, written in your own faith's tradition, which you can then freely change to your heart's content to make it your own words. Then we give you 9 calls to action for you to include any number of them in your particular, in your sermon. We would love it if the first call to action was encouraging those who garden, those who are gardeners in your congregation, to donate their surplus. But there are other calls to action too. These are all oriented, I should be clear, to the individual. None of this is for business. None of this is for stores or pharmacies. This is just for the individuals. Things like shopping with a shopping list so you won't buy things you don't need, or learning about date labeling so you don't prematurely throw food that's otherwise still wholesome away. Things like portion size, maybe using smaller portions or even smaller plates so that you're not going to be throwing food away, et cetera. There are 9 in all. And for each of them that you actually have, we have structured it in a way that, I'm going to bring this up right now, it's structured in a way that first tells you what it is we're going to ask you to do. So for example, the one about donating garden produce, we're going to tell you in one sentence, what is it we're asking you to do? Then how are you going to do it? What do you need to do? Why is this important? And ultimately, how much time will it take? And we do that for all the others, on whether it's fruit and veggie storage, keeping a log of food that you waste so you can learn from it, how to get more involved, the expiration date deep dive, sharing this with other people who are in your circle of friends, the smaller portions and plates, better shopping, and even the last one is for the faith leader themselves. What can the church or the mosque or the synagogue do itself to reduce the waste of food in its own events? I can't tell you how many bar mitzvahs and weddings I've gone to and other faith events where there's a huge amount of food which eventually gets thrown away when it's left uneaten. So what can the house of worship do itself to reduce that waste of food?
I love how you make it so easy for these houses of worship to do this program. You take care of all the legwork, and you know, I know this is for houses of worship in the US, but we have listeners all over the world. So for someone who doesn't live in the US, how can they do something similar within their communities?
Well, Faith Fights Food Waste is available globally. The only piece of Faith Fights Food Waste that is not a perfect fit for anything outside the US is gardeners donating food, because that's specifically tied to AmpleHarvest.org's core program, and that's USA only. That doesn't mean that if you're in Canada or Cameroon, you can't donate, a gardener can't donate food. You'll simply have to figure out how to do it on your own. But all of the other calls to action are will work globally. And I should say that while the website itself is entirely in English, because we have such a large Spanish-speaking population in the United States, the Christian sermon is also in Spanish. So if you happen to be in another country where English is not the primary language, you can take the material, download it, translate it to whatever your language is, and make it freely available. We wanted this to be something that, and I'm going to say something that's not good to say in a pandemic, but something that's viral. So that if you're a pastor in New York, you can share this with your pastor friend in another country, and they can do the same thing there too. The issue of the waste of food is a global problem, and it is something that all people in all countries are themselves guilty of, or culpable, maybe is a better choice of words, and they can do something about. Nearly all of the how-tos and information about the waste of food, TED Talks, et cetera, all apply to a global thing. So while AmpleHarvest.org's core work is USA only, and Faith Fight Food Waste was intended for the US, we quickly saw that people from across the world were quite interested. I happened to look in our Google Analytics this morning just out of curiosity, and for reasons I can't explain to you, in the past few days, Australia has been really pretty much hitting the site a lot. So it's whatever's going on in Australia at the moment, people down there are using this site, but people around the world can use it.
I think it might have been on our first call that when we ever spoke with you, you said something along the lines that people think about food waste and they think that they need to create more food. Or, I mean, you think about people that are hungry and you think that you need to create more food to solve hunger, but I don't think that's not it. It's like we have enough food, we just need to utilize it in the correct manner.
Let me start with this. I'm personally of the conviction that we do not have people who are so much hungry in America as we have people who are badly malnourished. As a matter of fact, one of the biggest problems we have is that the economic underclass is exceedingly well fed, but malnourished. They don't have access to fresh food, despite the fact that we throw away half of the produce in the country. We should not be saying, we need more food, we need more food, we have the food, we need to use the food that we have. And as a starting point, simply reducing the waste of food that by making sure that it gets to the people who really needs it goes a long way towards improving the well-being and nutrition of all peoples in the United States. And again, by reducing the waste of food, you reduce the impact on climate change. What people don't know is when you throw food away, you take that extra meal, the leftovers, you throw it into a hefty bag, you throw it in the garbage. Every pound of that goes into the waste stream produces, when it breaks down, a pound of methane, which is 20 times the climate change impact of CO2. So every pound of food you're throwing away effectively is like adding 20 pounds of CO2 to the atmosphere, entirely unnecessary. We have the food, we should be using what we have. And the idea behind Faith Fight Food Waste was to get to the people, this particularly people of faith, the people that us food waste wonks have not been getting through to up to now, and letting the faith leader of whichever religion that they trust, believe in, and listen to explain to them why their teachings, their religions, their scriptures say this is really so important. Let me give you one example, by the way, just to pull one out. For those of you who are Christian or Jewish, if you look at the book of Exodus, when the Hebrews leave Egypt, Book of Exodus says that they were hungry, and God says, I'm going to give you manna to eat, but don't take more than one day's portion, because whatever you don't eat in that one day will rot the next day. And that's a black and white food waste discussion, but I've never heard of a rabbi or minister speak about it from that perspective. And this is the type of viewpoint that we wanted to bring to the clergy and to people of faith, that it is there in the scriptures, whatever religion it is. And we just want you to see it and connect with it so that you can think about your own behaviors in your home, in the store, in your office, whatever, to adhere to that.
I love it. I think it's so important in what you're doing with this program. I think is so, so brilliant. So for people who want to get involved with Faith Fights Food Waste, as well as Ample Harvest. Well, if you haven't listened to the Ample Harvest podcast yet, you have to go back and listen. We did a wonderful interview with Gary. But Gary, how can they get in touch with you? How can they get in touch and get more information about this program?
Well, you can go to faithfightsfoodwaste.org and just to see what's there. If you have questions, you can email info@ampleharvest.org. And ampleharvest.org, again, being the parent program for Faith Fight Food Waste. And if you want to support our work, by the way, ampleharvest.org, you can go to ampleharvest.org/donate/support to contribute to the work that we are doing to help more people of faith, more clergy, learn about this opportunity to reduce the waste of food, and in the United States, enable more fresh food to get to food pantries and globally to make sure that the food that communities and countries have doesn't go to waste.
I love it. And if Gary did not throw a stat at you that opened your eyes and you were not listening, hit the rewind button and make sure you listen again, because it is a problem that all of us need to be aware about, and it's something that is important to teach our kids how to be better, how we can be better, and it's things that we can take action on now. So thank you everyone for listening, and Gary, we appreciate you again for recording a podcast and educating us on all the amazing work that you and your team are doing.
It's my pleasure. And I want to end on one final note. There are people who think that certain problems can't be solved. And I think that that many of these problems can be solved. Ending the waste of food is entirely solvable. And we have faith in that.
Thank you so much for listening to the Connect Kindness podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram @ShareGiveDo. And please remember, the world is changed by your example, not by your opinion.